T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're welcome back, I should say. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Larry. This is great to be on the program this morning, and thank you for getting the word out about us being at the Benetton tomorrow night.
You know, you've been doing this so long, you and your family. It's remarkable the staying power that you and the Harmonies have had, because let's face it, you've seen a lot of groups come and go, but you guys have stayed there and are still on top.
Well, it's awesome because, you know, our music seems to, you know, be appreciated by every consecutive generation. We'll have the old folks and their kids and their kids' kids. So, yeah, the Beach Boys music, Little St. Nick, you'll hear if you go to the mall this time of year, you're going to hear it. And that's from our 1964 Beach Boys Christmas album.
That's insane. Do you remember recording it?
Oh, yeah, because that was the first time we ever recorded live with an orchestra. About half the songs are orchestrated, and we sang them live with an orchestra. So we had to read the music, you know, which is fortunately, my mom was a big music fan and had us take piano lessons. And I have two sisters that play the harp. One of them played on the album, my sister Maureen, and she played on Catch a Wave and a couple other Beach Boys songs. But, yeah, so it was a family hobby that became a profession, because my cousin Brian and I wrote some songs that people really seem to still love to hear.
Oh, they do. And the fact that your cousin, not only Brian, Dennis, Carl, and your friend Al Jardine, I mean, I'm sure as young guys in California, you had no idea that your entire life would be the band and the music and the singing.
Yes, I know. We didn't, you know, there's no way to forecast that you're going to last in the business 60 years, but we've been blessed and very fortunate that that family hobby became a profession. And we have a great crew who goes and sets everything up. We have a beautiful crew bus that we were on last night, where we drove after our show from Bethlehem to here to Pittsburgh. And so we're here in town enjoying this day off, and then tomorrow night we'll hit the stage at the Benetton.
Well, if you feel like doing something, I'm going to recommend the Heinz History Museum in our Strip District downtown. It's a pretty cool experience. And I know you guys have been everywhere in the world and done everything, but if you're looking for something to do, and then if folks listening are looking for something to do, you can join some of our winners who won tickets to see the Beach Boys' Tis the Season tour with the Holiday Vibrations Orchestra at the Benetton, 7:30 tomorrow night. Mike, I got to ask you, it was kind of a shocker that Christine McVie, we heard, passed away from Fleetwood Mac. And I had asked you off the air if you crossed paths, and indeed your family did.
Well, yes, my cousin Dennis, and she dated for a while back in the late 70s and early 80s. And she was a very nice lady. I didn't have all that much to do with her. I didn't, you know, I only knew that they were dating and stuff like that. But they were together for about 3 years. And so, absolutely, she was a great person and a great musician and a great songwriter. And so, you know, it's kind of shocking and sad. I mean, she wasn't sick or anything. And then all of a sudden, she succumbed to some sudden illness, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of fans knew the level of her songwriting abilities, too. You just think of, you know, her and Stevie Nicks, and it's unique to have two women. And Fleetwood Mac is kind of in that world where the music still matters to people, and it, like yours, you're still here. And
very much.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that you have a legacy, no matter whatever happens, Mike, that your music and those harmonies. Man, can I tell you my favorite Beach Boys song? Because
What is it?
You ready?
On that one, I mean, I sang the bass part, the lower part. And I always loved doing that. I did that on Surfer Girl, on Don't Worry Baby. You know, if I wasn't singing the lead, like on, you know, Surfing Safari or Surfing USA or I Get Around or Fun, Fun, Fun or California Girls, I'd likely be doing the bass part if Carl was singing the lead or Brian was. And Brian starts off that one with a beautiful song, In My Room. And we'll be doing it tomorrow night, actually.
That's awesome, and looking forward to that. Yeah. I know that the music company, because you're doing all this, they have Ceylon Sailor, the 1972 limited super deluxe edition of that box set. You have Sounds of Summer. You guys have sold, let's see, over 100 million records worldwide. What's it like to be that famous?
Well, I think our music is famous more than we as individuals. Yeah, but it's beautiful because our music has taken us all around the world. I mean, literally, Kokomo was number one for 8 weeks in Australia. And we've had top 10 number one records in Scandinavia and Spain and Germany. And in England in 1966, Good Vibrations went to number one, and we were voted the number one group in England, number two being the Beatles. That was an amazing occurrence. And so, you know, we've had hit records in Israel, in Japan. And so, you know, it's been fantastic because it's allowed us to see the world, because we'll go out and do festivals all over the place and Royal Albert Hall, beautiful facility for music in London. So, you know, we've had some really beautiful moments and wonderful opportunities to travel because our music preceded us.
Well, Rolling Stone ranked Pet Sounds number two in the list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. Your music is so iconic. Your Beach Boys are the own musical genre. So thanks for sharing the love and creating such entertainment and joy, Mike.
Well, thank you for having me on the program and the Big K Morning Show. I had to do it because we're here in Pittsburgh. And thank you so much for getting the word out on the Beach Boys at the Benedum.
I appreciate you. Mike Love, lead singer, founding member of the Beach Boys. Again, that's tomorrow night, 7:30 at the Benedum. You can go to trustarts.org for tickets to check out Tis the Season with the Holiday Vibrations Orchestra and the Beach Boys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.